looking more at cinnamon, and of course there are different types of cinnamon, and one of them, Ceylon, is preferred over a number of other types of cinnamon, even though it's very expensive, due to its ultra-low cumarin levels and the mild, delicate taste of it. According to the European Food Safety Authority, acacia cinnamon has been the cause of exposure to cumarin and is highly hepatotoxic and carcinogenic. Isn't it? I mean, are we becoming convinced that too much of anything, no matter how beneficial it might be, even water? Yeah, even too much water can be bad for us. And so the cinnamon can be helpful, but you got to proceed with caution. So remember one of their words of caution here: make sure that you speak with your physician. What about cinnamon supplements? Very often we think about even omega fats, omega-3 fats, and we can get them from sources like fish, etc. But some people say, hey, well, you know what? I can pop a pill. It has some omega-3 fatty acids in it. Not necessarily a bad thing. You can get food supplements like butters and things like that, milks, that have omega-3 fatty acids in them. What about cinnamon supplements? Well, Dr. Gerbstadt wants to know why anyone would take cinnamon supplements and not just eat the ground bark as a spice. 2 grams per day in the study group is less than Dr. Gerbstadt would sprinkle on the toast or into tea or yogurt, or add to sauces such as curry and others. So Dr. Gerbstadt's concern is in the quality of the supplement and also the effect of the supplement depositing a potentially concentrated supply to the intestinal lining. Are you getting the impression that even though cinnamon can be very, very good for us, we got to really proceed with caution? Eating the ground spice spreads the particles with other food items, which may be better tolerated in the gastrointestinal tract. Okay? 2 grams of cinnamon per day. That's roughly half a teaspoon. It's an easily consumable amount. Now, here's the thing. You know, sometimes we decide, hey, you know, if this is something good to take, I'm going to take it in this fashion. And so some people decide that, okay, eggs are good for us. I'm going to go ahead and take the eggs just raw. I'm going to eat them raw. If they're good for us cooked, they got to be better for us raw. Not necessarily. Well, when it comes to cinnamon, Dr. Gerbstadt says that really it's hard to imagine why there would be a preference for the supplements. Supplements are regulated far less stringently than medications and even food in some instances. So it's easy to make your own powdered cinnamon by grinding the cinnamon bark or just by ground cinnamon. Bonnie Taub Dix, registered dietitian, creator of betterthandieting.com, suggests that if you find the taste of cinnamon to be too bitter, then buy cinnamon sugar in a bottle. There's hardly any sugar in that mix, and it makes the taste a lot more palatable. You might want to try cottage cheese, a sliced banana, a sprinkle of cinnamon sugar on top of your toasted whole grain waffle. Have you seen any videos on the internet of young people trying the cinnamon challenge? Here's my last note of caution about this. Young people trying the quote-unquote cinnamon challenge that involves trying to eat a heaping dry spoonful of cinnamon. Just the cinnamon. Heaping dry spoonful. You may have also noticed it doesn't end well. According to a study published in the journal Pediatrics Perspectives, chugging cinnamon poses real risks of aspiration, allergic reactions, pulmonary inflammation, and in severe cases, pulmonary pneumonia. So, as I mentioned, rheumatoid arthritis, high blood pressure, cinnamon can help with that. Just be sure to talk with your doctor first. And remember that as you go throughout the rest of this day, the next few days, I would like for you to give some serious thought to what you're doing about some of your most significant relationships. Just start there with some of your most significant relationships and honestly ask yourself what you're doing to improve those relationships, to make those relationships beautiful. Ask yourself, when it comes to these very important relationships, am I doing everything I can to let some of life's best moments continually come through me?